Hey, everybody. Welcome to Best Show Best, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So, again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now, please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Best. All right, it's time for the 2017 Podcast Hall of Fame inductee ceremony. And I'm going to throw it over to kick it off. Our announcer. Now, who's calling, Mike? Who is that? Who's jumping the gun? All right, let's get it rolling. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our announcer for the evening, Jason Dudio Gore.
Welcome to the 2017 podcasting.
Start over. You flubbed the start over.
Okay. Here we go. Welcome to the 2017 Podcasting Hall of Fame Inductee Ceremony, a night in which the best and brightest in podcasting are honored with immortality. Now, your host, Tom Sharpling.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Hold on. Wait. I got to get that. Hold on. There it is. All right, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for coming out to the 2017 Podcasting Hall of Fame Award Ceremony, the inductee ceremony. Tonight, we are going to honor the best and brightest of all podcasting. And I know you might think it's going to be, if we're going to honor the best and brightest of podcasting, it'll be a very short night. No, there's a lot of shows we're going to honor tonight, so we will, let's get underway with it now, and thank you all for coming tonight. It's an honor to be here for this inaugural ceremony. And what a better way to get the night started than with a little music. I said a little music. Yeah. Let's have a good time tonight, everybody. Your mics, laptop, a few comedians that like to talk, chit chat, shoot the breeze. 2 hours go by with such ease. They come running just as fast as they can, 'cause everybody's crazy about a podcast man. And that's podcast, comma, man. People, podcast is not, are not just for men. Everybody loves podcasts of all... Oh, wait, hold on. They come running just as fast as they can, 'cause everybody's crazy about a podcast man. Earwolf, Max Fun, so many choices when you're on the run. Hamburger Man, how'd this get made? You've got the podcast to keep you feeling great. They come running just as fast as they can, 'cause everybody's crazy about these podcasts, man. Thank you, everybody, for coming out to the 2017 Podcast Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony. It is a proud night here at the Adam Carolla Theater. It is so great to see so many of your faces. Actually, it's not that great to see so many of your faces. You all, they say there are faces for radio. You all have faces for podcasting. And what does that mean? I don't know, but it's a little more insulting somehow, right? It means you're not getting paid. Shirts, cargo shorts. Kevin Smith likes to wear his jorts. Headphones, earbuds. So many shows to hear that you love. They come running just as fast as they can, 'cause everybody's crazy about these podcasts, man. Thank you, thank you. What a great night. So many podcasts, so many people to be honored. And now, if I could, I'd like to bring back in the announcer, Jason Dudio Gore.
All right.
Okay.
Good to be back.
It's good to have you back. So, this is the first one to... You can announce the first... The one I put the one next to. Can you announce the first inductee into the 2017 Podcasting Hall of Fame, please?
The first inductee into the 2017 Podcasting Hall of Fame, Hollywood Handbook, producer Sean Clements, Hayes Davenport.
Yes.
There they are. Congratulations to Sean and Hayes.
And now I would like to say a few words about Hollywood Handbook, if I could. I would say, when you think about Hollywood Handbook, you think about two words. Two words sum it all up. Two words that capture the fancy, the fantasy, the fallacy about the business of show. Two words. Oh, wow. And after 200 episodes, we are the ones saying, oh, wow. Oh, wow, with their bawdy senses of humor. Oh, wow, with the wet willy to the societal mores of a respectable genre. Oh, wow, indeed. Sean Clements and Hayes Davenport have assumed the roles of the enfant terrible of podcasting. The little boys that dip a classmate's pigtails in the inkwell. They are the mischief makers. They are the imps. They are the vomit on the carpet
of the Emmy Awards. And I would like to welcome up to the podium one half of the Hollywood Handbook team, the host of Hollywood Handbook, Hayes Davenport.
Wow. Thank you, Tom. Just a kid from Boston. You know? I just wish all the other kids from the old neighborhood could see me now. I guess they are. I guess they are listening to this, probably. Sully and Jonesy and all the gang. What a story. Oh, man. So I did have something I wanted to say. I was told not to get political with this stuff, but I do. I have a message for a certain commander in Cheeto. This night represents everything that you don't. This media, podcasting, unlike Mr. Trump, is not beholden to big business, especially not a very small number of businesses that control 95% of the ad revenue, without which the entire media would cease to exist. We represent diversity in our listener base, and especially in our community of hosts. So I call upon all of the luminaries of the podcasting world, Earwolf, Nerdist, Feral, Headgum, Gimlet, Joe Rogan, Adam Carolla, to publicly ban Donald Trump from listening to any more of his favorite podcasts. No more Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. No more Another Round. And then we'll see if he changes his tune with some of this stuff he's been doing. Now I fully expect to wake up tomorrow morning and find some schoolyard insults directed at me on Twitter. But I know that the rest of the podcasting community will stand behind me. They all know who I am. And this is what we do in this community. We support each other. And that is what tonight's all about. I haven't been listening, so I can't congratulate the other people who have won. Maybe it just started. But this is, on behalf of Sean and I, thank you so much to Tom and the whole Podcasting Academy.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Tom.
Hayes Davenport, Hollywood Handbook, 2017 Podcast Hall of Fame inductees. Wow, that was stirring. Now, Pat, would you come in, please, to announce the one of the distinguished categories, not a straight Hall of Fame induction, but if you could read this one and then say who the winner is, who the inductee is.
And now, the Neil Armstrong Vanguard Award, honoring vision and genius in podcasting. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Sharpling.
Oh. 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 Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. Thank you. Thank you. I got into this for... I didn't get into this for the applause. This is not why I started doing the best show all those years ago, but you know what? I'll take it. Thank you. This is an honor, and I share this with everyone out there in the podcast world. Thank you. Now, let me get the next, let me just write this so it can be, get the next person up. So everybody, how's this going so far, Mike? Is it stirring? So, let's bring in, the announcer, please. This is the 2017 Podcasting Hall of Fame inductee ceremony. Do you have your paper by any chance?
My paper.
Yeah. Did you leave with? Oh no, here it is. Never mind. I have it.
I did. Yeah.
Okay. Don't worry. All right. Calm down. All right. I think I'm gonna move. I think I'm going to flip one because I'm waiting for somebody to call in here. Let's go to... This one will be... It has a 2 next to it.
That's what I'm doing right now?
Yes, please.
Our next 2017 Podcasting Hall of Fame inductee. The Wally Wackerman Pupcast. Producers, Wally Wackerman, Zach Walliner.
Well, some call him the most annoying presence in all of broadcasting. The very sound of his voice makes them beg for the sweet release that only death can bring. Others think he's a genius, hanging on his every word as if it was wisdom from on high. But love him or hate him, Wally Wackerman is undoubtedly one of the most commanding figures in all of podcasting. The mark he left on the genre with his annual broadcasts is undeniable. Will he ever record a third episode? We can only hope, because the voice of this purple puppet is one we need during these trying times. Is Wally Wackerman here to accept? Hello? Yes, Wally Wackerman? Is he on Twitter? Anyone? I don't have access to Twitter. Is Wally Wackerman out there? What's that? He's not calling in. I mean, he's not calling you. Can anybody get an update on Wally Wackerman, please? Let's see. We have an ETA on Wally Wackerman. No? Nothing? Well, then... Accepting for Wally Wackerman, Gary the Squirrel.
Thank you. It is an honor to accept this award from my friend, Wally Wackerman. And I am going to take it and sell it online to the lowest bidder. Wally Wackerman could not be here. I guess he doesn't care about podcasting. He's sick. He's stupid. Yeah, that's all I gotta say. You blew it, Wackerman. You blew it.
Yeah, he left. Our last announcer just left there. So let's see here. I'm moving through the awards so far. All right, next up. Pat, could you come in here, please, to announce the next Evergreen category?
And now, the award. The Phil Spector Producer Award, honoring excellence in producing. Just open up the envelope here. Oh my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, AP Mike.
And stepping up to the podium is Gary the Squirrel to say a few words about AP Mike.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming to the awards. This is an honor. Stupid. Idiot. Moron, pervert, cheapskate, dope, creep, jerk. These and many more phrases have been used over the years by the enemies of the winner of this award, AP Mike. I am gravely offended by this. AP Mike is one of the finest people I've ever met. He's a generous soul. Very talented. Very wise. His insights are second to none. I am fortunate to call him friend. Yet the criticisms continue. The names that they... And who are these they, anyway? The names they call AP Mike are sickening and revolting. Names like stupid, idiot, moron, pervert, cheapskate, dope, creep, jerk. These names hurt me even more than they hurt Mike as his friend. From what I can tell you, he is well accustomed to the nausea that he provokes in a very small, very demented portion of the public. But I choose to focus tonight on the positive traits. I celebrate his talent, his courage, his celebration of the regular guy out on the street. Yet again, his critics choose to not focus on any of that. Instead, they show themselves to be very small, small people. They choose to zero in on cheap allegations and unfounded rumors. So, once again, they call him names. Stupid. Idiot, moron, pervert, cheapskate, dope, creep, and jerk. But don't listen to them tonight, Mike. Tonight, you have made it. Tonight, you are eternal. It is my honor to induct you into the Podcast Hall of Fame. AP Mike! Let's hear it! All right.
Today, I consider myself, the luckiest man, in podcasting, casting. Several years ago, a bunch of people brought forth on this continent a new form of entertainment, conceived in self-promotion and greed, and dedicated to the proposition that anyone with a cheap microphone can be funny or remotely interesting. We call this podcasting. Now we are engaged in the great podcast war, testing whether the best show or any other podcast can long endure. Tonight, we are met on the great battlefield of that war. We have come to induct the best in the field to the Podcast Hall of Fame, the final resting place for those foolhardy few who thought they could entertain the masses. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here. It is for us, the podcasters, rather to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which those who speak into a microphone have thus far so nobly advanced. The great task remains before us, that from the podcasters honored tonight we take increased devotion to the cause of podcasting, that these Hall of Fame podcasters have not spoken endlessly into a microphone in vain, that the podcasting community under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that podcasting of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth. I want to thank Tom Sharpling for sticking with me over the years. He was so showbiz savvy when we met during the first show we did together that I thought it would be my last appearance on the best show. And now here we are, 12 years later, still toiling in the ditch. Thanks for giving me a chance, Tom. I want to thank my parents. Who knew that when they copulated that the fruit of their loins would be an internet podcasting legend? Thanks, Mom and Dad. I want to thank Dudio and Pat Byrne. Scratch that. They had nothing to do with my rise to the top, and they cut into my snacks. I want to thank the callers. Without your base materials, I couldn't have shaped you into the art that you became. I want to thank the guys at H&H Pub who kept asking me as I worked on this speech today, what are you doing, homework? Lastly, I want to thank all the fans who have shown their love by logging on to apmikebandcamp.com and purchasing my songs and merch. Still available, by the way. And I can't deny the fact that you like me. Right now, you like me. Thank you.
AP Mike, congratulations. And I also want to say, starting tomorrow, when can we announce the special sale? Tomorrow. I know you used to be able to go to apmike.bandcamp.com to get Mike's headshots for $10. Starting tomorrow. This is no joke. At apmike.bandcamp.com, you will be able to get limited edition Podcast Hall of Fame signed headshots with a gold marker that will say 2000. Mike will sign them, AP Mike, and underneath it he will sign 2017 Podcast Hall of Fame. And those will be double the price. $20. That is not a joke. Those headshots will be available very limited basis, limited to the amount of you who order them. Now, can the announcer please come back in? And we have, has anyone heard from Wally Wacky Man? No, not a soul.
Not even on Twitter. Thanks for the mention, Mike.
the next podcast to be honored tonight. Let's turn it back over to announcer Jason Dudio Gore.
And the next inductee into the 2017 Podcasting Hall of Fame, talking to myself in the park with Claire O'Kane, producer Claire O'Kane.
It's me, Tom. Let me say a few words, if I may. Let me say, sometimes an artist takes years to grow. The journey from fair to good to great can take ages. It is a thrilling process to track. But once in a while, someone comes along and embodies perfection with their first effort. The name Orson Welles comes to mind. And tonight, to this very exclusive list, we add another name, Claire O'Kane.
Wow.
What? Okay, you're not supposed to talk yet. You're just listening to
my
thing.
Okay.
While she has only done one episode of her podcast 4 days ago, she has tapped into the zeitgeist of a generation, perhaps even an entire country, with the debut of Talking to Myself in the Park. Will we be looking back 75 years from now admiring Claire's dedication to the genre as she celebrates her 15,000th episode? Or will she abandon the show by Halloween? Only time will tell. But for the time being, let us savor our fortune to live in an era in which Claire O'Kane calls herself Podcaster. Ladies and gentlemen, Claire O'Kane.
Hello. That was beautiful.
Do you want to say a few words?
I'd like to thank all of my podcasting heroes. Anthony Cumia, Joe Rogan, Bill Burr, God, the greatest comedian podcaster of all. And, you know, you're okay. Thanks for the laughs. Inspirational laughs. You know, I started this podcast thinking I'm going to be like those guys. The great. These are my guys. When Mark Maron asked me someday, hey, who were your guys? You know, it's going to be that list that I just listed. And I was inspired. I thought everybody's got a podcast. I think I need a podcast. And in this one, I'm just going to talk to myself because I don't know anything else but good old me and the park. And that's what I know best, you know, urban nature and myself. And so that's what I decided to do. I'm glad you like it. It's nice.
Yes. But now you are in the Hall of Fame.
That's crazy.
Congratulations, Claire O'Kane.
That's very cool. Do I have to say anything else? Or?
No, that's it. That's enough.
Okay.
Do I have to say anything else? All right. Thank you, Claire O'Kane. Congratulations. We will talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Congratulations. All right. We're well into the ceremony now. What a great night. A great night. We're all having a good time. Pat, could you please come in and to induct the next category. And it's very touching to see how Pat carries his laptop around as if he's worried it's going to get stolen when he comes into the studio. That you can't leave it unattended in the Best Show Studios.
No, I actually prepared something. That's what I
Oh, okay.
Should I do that?
Sure.
I'm thrown off. I don't want to go.
No, go ahead. It's all. Is it relevant to the?
Of course.
I think that the floor is yours.
This is for the Lewis and Clark Podcasting Pioneer Award. What is a pioneer? The internet website Wikipedia defines it as follows. To develop or be the first to use or apply a new method, area of knowledge, or activity. When one thinks about pioneering achievements in podcasting, a few names come to mind. Steve Jobs, Carl Malamud. The list goes on. But only one podcast has shown nothing but consistent breakthroughs in state-of-the-art technology and new approaches in live streaming as well as podcasting science. For this year's award, we are proud to award the Pioneer Award to none other than the original podcast pioneer himself. Come on up here, Tom Sharpling. Get up here. You earned this.
Oh my goodness. Oh, what an honor. I cannot believe. For me to win the Lewis and Clark Podcasting Pioneer Award, this one means something to me, guys. This one means something, because this is about the journey. This one's about the journey, and I do not take it lightly. I thank you, one. I thank you all. Thank you! All right, now. Now it's time. Let's welcome to the stage. It's fun to, we're all having a great time. It's a little serious tonight here with the podcast awards. So it might be a good time for a couple chuckles. So why don't we bring to the stage a very popular comedian. He's a national act. He's the host of his own podcast, Thought Spiral. It is my distinct honor to welcome to the stage comedian Andy Kindler, everybody.
Well, thank you, Tom. Are you ready to get roasted? It's time for State of the Podcast Industry. And by the way, if you want to hear the show tonight, the award show, you can catch it. It's going to be on Stitcher's new Double Speed channel, where you can hear all your favorite podcasts at double speed. Tom, Chris Hardwick has a new podcast. It's called Talkin' Podcasts. And on Talkin' Podcasts, he interviews people as they are listening to the podcast currently. Now, you know, Sam Harris, everyone's hip Muslim basher, he has a podcast, and it's called Waking Up with Sam Harris. And, by the way, that's what I do about 2 minutes into his show, 3 hours later. I wake up, because it's boring. Hey, everybody, are you triggered on campus? Are you on campus, but you don't get to hear all your favorite Nazis? Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla have a new podcast. It's called Campus Free Radio. And you'll get all their favorite dictators. Or you'll get Pol Pot's audiobook. You'll have Hitler's reading of Mein Kampf. If you're aching for free speech on the campus, check that out. Kevin Smith. Who can't get enough of Kevin Smith? He has a new podcast on the Watching Paint Dry channel, and it's called 24/7/365. He leaves a recorder on all year, all day, and then just releases it. Coming up soon, fall. Also, you can get the director's cut, where people around him who are cursing
will curse as well at that, too. Okay, that was a little weak. Let me see, do I have anything else? I'm doing so well. Oh, Ricky Gervais, the great Ricky Gervais, he has a new podcast. Everyone loves how amazingly warm he is. And he has a new one called the Fat Shaming Fun Hour, where he talks to people and they make fun of people's weight for a full hour, and there's prank phone calls, makes fun of people they don't even know that they're being called. And also, for those of you who can't get up early on Saturday mornings to be slightly amused by wait, ooh, ooh, ah, ah, eat, ooh, ooh, ah, ah, don't tell me. If you want to listen, if you want to be slightly amused at any time during the week, you can get the Ooh Ooh Ah Ah podcast. And that's it. That's it from me, Tom. I have more, but I'm sure I'm over.
Wait! Hey, Kindler!
Yeah. Oh, uh-oh.
Hey, Kindler!
Yeah, what's up?
It's Gary!
Hey, really? Gary, what's up?
Hey, I got a couple of jokes for you.
Okay.
Why did the podcaster cross the road?
I don't know why.
I don't know, but it'll tell him. It'll take him 90 minutes to tell you. Now everybody, Andy Kindler has his own podcast, Thought Spiral.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you. You don't have to plug it.
When I listened to it, I couldn't believe it was a new podcast. It sounded like
why
a show that had been on for years. Tired, out of ideas.
Oh, now that's not nice, Gary. I'm just starting on my podcast career. You don't want to discourage me.
One more.
Talking about this. It's just a conversation with me and my friend Josh for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, you know, you're welcome to talk to your friend Josh. You just don't have to hit that red button that says record.
Well, that's been most of our feedback suggests that.
Yeah. One more joke I got for you.
Okay.
Jimmy Pardo walked into a bar. Hopefully it hit him in the throat so he can't do his podcast anymore. Get it?
I do get it. That's a little harsh.
Get it?
Get it. I get it.
Andy Kindler, everybody! Host of Thought Spiral!
Thank you. You've been a great crowd. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, everyone, we've been having a good time here. It's it is important, though, to hold on. Let me just get the next person ready. It is important to remember the the people who are with us, we treasure them, but we also need to remember the podcasts that we have lost over the last couple of years. So, if we could take a moment to honor the memories of a few of the shows that we have lost, if only this thing would play. Here it is.
I will remember you. Will you remember me? Don't let your life pass you by. Keep not.
Today's episode of the Fogelnest Files is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website, portfolio, and online store. For a free trial and 10% off, visit squarespace.com/Fogelnest and enter offer code LASERDISC at checkout. A better web starts with your website. Welcome to the Fogelnest Files. My name is Jake Fogelnest. I'm a professional. Today on the show, David Krumholtz.
Welcome one, welcome all to Hames Slides, brought to you by the new and improved Bozos, Ben Kinney, and me, James Buckley.
You're listening to By the Way, in conversation with Jeff Garland. Each week, we have somebody who's in conversation with me. We're in a conversation, and you're there. Like I'm having lunch, and you're sitting at the table with me and whoever my guest may be. So sit back and enjoy, and it's an honor and a pleasure to have you.
To a past that doesn't let me choose. But once there was a darkness deepening in the sky.
Hello and welcome to the Holding Core Podcast. My name is Aaron Herzog.
I'm Greg Gethard.
Hey, and we're back. I told you guys that we'd be doing this semi-regularly.
Yeah. Greg, we told you.
Huh?
We told you.
Yeah, we told you so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you didn't believe us.
Yeah. But we're back, and we're for real this time.
Yeah. How do you feel for doubting us?
Don't doubt.
I let my haters be my motivators. I'm motivated to do this podcast once a month with my buddy Greg.
Touching. Announcer, please come in. Wow. I believe there's one more category left. There's one more. I'm being told there's one more award to be given out tonight.
Hello?
Hold on. The announcer's going to say which award, which show is left.
This is the final one.
Yes.
The final inductee into the 2017 Podcasting Hall of Fame. The best show. Producers Tom Sharpling, John Worster, Michael Lisk, and Pat Byrne. Wow. Okay.
Oh, wait. Is there somebody?
There seems to be a omission there.
Wait, let me see.
Yeah.
Tom Sharpling, John Worster.
Yeah, there's that name.
Mike and Pat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Martine.
Oh,
Ellis,
okay.
Marcia Neumeier.
Okay, yeah.
There's
probably one more.
One more.
Yeah.
Oh! Jason Dudio Gore.
There it is.
Yes. There we go. So I want to welcome to the stage to induct the best show. Julie Klausner, everybody.
Hello. Should I wait for the applause?
No, or? It's all yours. The applause is fading down already.
Oh, okay.
It's down.
Very late. Very late here. Okay, congratulations. You know, since Bill Clinton was president, I guess, a man from New Jersey decided to tickle the ears and minds of at least 1,000 dudes. He is so special to me and has not only changed the game, but he probably invented it too. Here's a poem I wrote. Each Tuesday night, I prick my ears to the audio car Tom Sharpling steers. His wit, his smarts, his points of view are on display for all of you. And even though he yells at callers, he loves us all more than HBO loves the show Ballers. Congratulations, Tom!
Oh my God, thank you. Thank you so much, Julie. Thank you. Thank you. All right, I'm going to say
thank you.
Thanks for inducting me.
Congratulations, you earned
it. Thank you. My friends. What an honor. What an honor to make it into the Podcast Hall of Fame. We did it! And what a trip. Wow, what a trip, man. Over 2,000 hours of this show, huh? And it started from humble beginnings. Just me on WFMU writing comedy with John Worster and trying to make people laugh. And look at us. Here we are 17 years later. What a ride. What a ride. You know, I look at this show as a place I can go to have a good time, to share my week with the listeners. And they can do the same with me. We laugh. We have some fun. We go on living our lives. And then we come back and do it all over 7 days later. And it's a show that, in a place that has allowed me to express myself in the most pure form ever. The calls that John Worster and I have been doing are so special and unique. Do others try to do what we do? Yeah, there's a few imitators out there. Have some of them gotten further than the best show has gotten? Yeah. But people will realize once we're gone what we made. We keep going and we keep growing. And has this show been smeared by digital rags like AV? I'm not going to read this part. This show is a beacon. This show is the light that penetrates the fog of talentlessness that you get in far too many places. So wherever a bunch of dudes sit down at a table and start blathering about anything with no preparation, you have been sold a bill of goods, my friend. Whenever a podcast features the same six dumb comedians over and over, goofing around about who knows what in a sloppy, careless manner, you have been ripped off. So yeah, it might seem fun to jump ship and hang out with the new kid in town. Maybe the new kid's telling you about an unsolved murder. Or maybe they're telling you about onion rings at a fast food restaurant or reviewing Back to the Future 1 minute at a time. And it's fun. That's the new kid. They're exciting. But you know what? Your mom tells you, stay away from the new kid. The new kid's bad. The new kid will steal your toys when you're not looking. Go back to the kid across the street. The one who's lived there your whole life. That's the kid you can trust. That kid is the best show. Thank you, everybody, for honoring the best show tonight. And it is a hall of champions that we are all in. And we cannot ever have this taken away from us. They can strip everything from us. They cannot take away the fact that we are all in the Podcasting Hall of Fame USA. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Podcast Hall of Fame induction ceremony tonight. I appreciate it. What a night. What a night. And now I'm watching everybody leave. And I also do want to apologize to Dudio for the oversight on the list of producers. And I am saddened to announce tonight, in the in memoriam, there's one more name that needs to go. This is a sad one, my friends. This is a sad one. Let me just add this here. Hold on. You can come in with that name if you got it. I'm saddened to announce tonight that Wally Wackyman is dead. He is the first posthumous member of the Podcasting Hall of Fame. He apparently was trying to sell reverse mortgages, fraudulent reverse mortgages, and it caught up to him, and his body was just found in the meadowlands. You will be missed, Wally. You will not be forgotten. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. Much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, and of course John Worster. Who else? Marcia Neumeier, and you, the Best Show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net. And support the best show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.